is his will that we give him thanks. It is his will that we do what we did here this morning, how we lifted up our voices and how we lifted our hands and how we gave him glory. It is his will that we do that. It lets him know that we appreciate what he has done and that we receive what he has done and that we trust him in what he's doing for us. Amen. It's an act of obedience. Amen. When we give God thanks and when we give him praise, like we've done here this morning, and like we're going to continue to do this going forward, it's an act of obedience on our part to what he's asked us to do. Amen. And everything that he's done for us. And that continuous act of giving God praise, that continuous act of giving him glory, brings God into continuously giving back to us. He continuously gives back to us as we continue to give him praise and as we continue to give him glory. And our verse for the month is 1 Thessalonians 5 and 8. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 8. I'll give you a second to get there. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 8, which says, in every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give God praise and give him thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. Amen. It is the will of God concerning you that you glorify him, that you give him thanks, not for just the big things that he do, not just for the things that are obvious, but for the inconspicuous, for the little small things that he does for us. It is his will that we give him thanks in every situation. You know, we face some circumstances and some situations in our daily lives that are not glorious and that are not that doesn't make us happy. But in every situation, God says, give me thanks. Give me praise. Give me worship me in every situation. And watch God move in that situation to change it on your behalf. Amen. I truly, truly believe his word. I truly believe that when I give him thanks for the little things, and when I give him thanks just for the things that doesn't make you shout, you know, for getting a glass of water and just being able to drink a glass of clean water. Do you realize there are people in the right here in the United States of America who are not able to go to their kitchen and get a clean drink of water? You know, they have to go out and buy bottled waters. But just for the little things, for just being able to go in my kitchen and get a glass of water. You know, I haven't always done that. Now, I'm not up here trying to act like I'm super spiritual, try to act like, you know, well, I always give thanks to God. I don't do that. But since I prepared for this message, it's made me aware that the little things, just the little things, be grateful for. You know, just for being able, when I opened my eyes this morning, I said, Lord, thank you. You gave me another day. You let me see another day. And I'm able to get up out of my bed on my own power, get up on my own strength, and just be able to get up out of my bed and go take a shower and have a good night's sleep. I'm making it a priority to from now on that I'm going to start thanking God for the little things. Amen. Because he said, it is the will of God concerning you that you give him thanks in everything, in every situation, the undesirable situations, the things that don't look like, man, that's not me. That doesn't fit me. But Lord, I give you thanks for it anyway. Amen. Just for the little things. And it is his will. And he continuously bless us. What you can't outgive. I've heard this all my life. You can't outgive God. So you can't give God thanks enough that he won't reciprocate with something back to you. You can't do it. There's no way that you can outdo God. When you give him thanks, it is his will. He gives back to us. Amen. A thankful heart also draws God to you. A thankful heart is not only saying, Lord, I thank you. It's not only saying, Lord, I appreciate you, but it's also in worship. When you worship God, just like we were singing, Lord, I lift my hands to glorify you. I lift up praise and give it to you, Lord. A thankful heart draws God to you. And we're going to get into that a little bit more here in a little bit. But as we praise, you know, the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. Well, giving God thanks is an act of praise. It's an act of worship. Lord, I thank you. You know, it's not necessarily a run across here, a run back through there. And that's all right. That's all good. And that's fine, because that just shows your level of appreciation. But it's not just that. It's that the little things. Lord, I thank you. That's worship. That's praise. And God says that the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. And when those folks who really don't think about this, and those people who don't really take the time to give God praise, those people who don't really take a moment of their day to think about God and all the good things that he's done for them, if they were to stop what they're doing and just count the blessings, if they were to just count the blessings, everything that we have, everything that we do, you may not think you have a lot. You may not think you have much. But what you have, God gave that to you. Amen. God gave that to you. And he loves you. But if those folks would just stop for a moment and just count their blessings. Somebody made a song about it. Count your blessings one by one and name them by name. Just if they were to stop, they would see, wow, God really has been good to me. He really has been good to me. And when you do that, it draws God closer to you. Amen. Not only draws you closer to him, but it draws him closer to you. Amen. And in the Bible, when it talks about what Jesus, when he healed the 10 lepers, amen, who saw Jesus coming, when they saw Jesus coming, they cried out to him. They knew who Jesus was. They knew the power that Jesus had. But when those 10 lepers saw Jesus coming, the Bible says that they cried out, Jesus, 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 Jesus. They knew that he was able to help them. He knew what Jesus was able to do for them. And they cried out to him. And that was a pretty big deal that day. That was a pretty joyous occasion. And, you know, from what I understand about leprosy, it causes your fingers to fall off, and it caused their toes to fall off, and they would lose feelings in their hand, lose feelings in their face. It was a terrible disease with ulcers and all of that type of thing. They knew what Jesus was capable of when they saw him coming. And they cried out to Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And Jesus heard their cry. You know, sometimes we just need to cry out to Jesus when we're in a certain situation. It's all right to cry out to him, to call upon him, let him know, Jesus, I need you. I need you. And, you know, I remember there's a story in the Bible where Jesus was passing by and some of the folks cried out to him. And the Bible said had they not cried out to him, Jesus would have kept going where he was going. Not that he didn't love him, not that he didn't want to help him, but the fact that they cried out to him, you know, he came back. So in a lot of our situations, when we cry out to Jesus and we call on him, Jesus hears us. And he heard the 10 lepers as they call on him to come back. And when Jesus came back, the Bible says that he healed them of their leprosy. And they were ecstatic. They were so joyful. They were just so happy. You know, if you know Jesus like I know him, Jesus don't have to do anything. Now, can you imagine Jesus came to these lepers who had situations all over their bodies? Do you believe? I'm going to ask the question. Do you believe that Jesus healed their hands but left their feet the way they were? No. When Jesus came and healed them, he made them whole. He healed them. He healed them all the way. Amen. He healed them all the way. So I can imagine that was a pretty big deal. That was a pretty big situation where there was some celebrations going on. And I can imagine if Kool and the gang was there, they'd be singing that song. Celebrate good time. Come on. I believe there were some people jumping and dancing and shouting. They were so happy that most of them forgot what Jesus did for them. They didn't forget that he healed them, but they forgot who healed them. And nine of them ran off. They were happy that they got healed. They were happy that their hands were restored. Can you imagine watching your fingers grow out where you had none? Or imagine immediately your ulcers just drying up. They were so happy. They were running out to tell everybody else and show everybody else what Jesus had done. But they forgot. They celebrated the gift, but they forgot about the giver of the gift. They forgot. And let's just look here and see what Jesus had to say about this. This was after Jesus healed them. In Luke 17:17-19. This is what Jesus asked. This is when the one that came back to Jesus and fell at Jesus' feet. He said, look, I got to give God thanks. I got to give Jesus thanks. I know he didn't have to do it. He didn't have to stop. I know he's a busy man, but he stopped by and he healed me. And this is what Jesus said. Were there not 10 cleansed? I think that kind of hurt Jesus' feelings. The fact that he did this for them and nine of them ran off. He said, where are the other nine? Where are they? Has no one returned to give God praise for what he's done except for this one foreigner? I think it hurt his feelings. And then he said to the man that fell at his feet, the one that came back and fell at Jesus' feet. He said this, rise up and go. Your faith has made you whole. Rise up. So when he said rise up, he had to, like I said, fallen at Jesus' feet, fell to his knees, saying, Lord, thank you. You didn't have to do this for me, but you did. Sometimes we just need to fall on our knees. Where we are at home, you don't have to get out in the streets and try to impress people. You know, look, I fell on my knees. I give God praise. Where you in your own home, wherever you feel the need to. If you feel the need to do it publicly, do it publicly. But this man came back to Jesus and fell at his feet and said, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you heal me. You didn't have to do it, but you did it, Jesus. And I thank you. And when Jesus do things for us, look, we don't need to just run off and think like, oh, man, look what happened to me. Look what I got. Look, you didn't get this on your own. That was because Jesus had mercy on you. Jesus saw that you needed something, and he provided. Amen. Amen. So rise up and go. Amen. Your faith has made you whole. And we're going to elaborate on that a little bit more. But another thing that a thankful heart brings is an extension of joy. Not just a joy for the moment, but giving God thanks and giving God praise gives an extension of joy. Because the more you give him praise, the more you give him thanks, he's going to reciprocate. You can never outgive God. Amen. Now, the 10 lepers who were healed were joyful and ran off, but simply because they didn't have the presence of mind to say in their hearts, thank you, to come back to the giver of what they had gotten and say thank you. It wouldn't take much for them to possibly fall back into that situation, or another situation that was even dire, or another situation that an undesirable situation. But the fact that they didn't come back and give God praise, I would be very, very, of me knowing who Jesus is and who God is, I would be very cautious to know that God did something for me and I didn't say thank you. I would be, I don't want to say scared or terrified, but, you know, look, to not give God thanks, you're putting yourself in a situation that could possibly put you back to where you came from. And I believe that a truly grateful heart seeks opportunities to give God thanks. Opportunities, undesirable situations to give God thanks. You know, you may be a little bit short on money this week or something. Lord, you know, I thank you. You know, giving God thanks in advance will always give God the open door to say, you know, she thanked me. He thanked me, and I haven't even done it yet. I believe that God takes notice of those things. He takes notice and thanking him in advance for the things that you need, things that you want. Lord, this will help me. This will make things better for me. But I thank you. I haven't seen it yet, but I thank you for it. I believe and I trust you that you see my need and that you're going to move on my need, and you are going to do this. A grateful heart and a grateful mindset needs to become a lifestyle. A lifestyle. Not that you just do it when things happen, when you see things open up for you, but become a lifestyle. So that you're giving God thanks in the good times and you're giving God thanks in the bad times. When things are looking good, you're giving God thanks. When things are looking bad, you're giving God thanks. It becomes a lifestyle. A lifestyle. And when your situation becomes a lifestyle, when you make it a lifestyle to give God thanks, I'm telling you, you won't be far from him. You won't be far from his mind because he's got you on his mind. You think God doesn't notice when you say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I praise you. He notices. He notices. He's there to see that happen. And he appreciate that. And it brings, like I said, an extension of joy. It keeps a joyful heart when you continuously give thanks. Psalms 126, 1 through 3 says, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we are like those who dreamed. When he's restored, we're like those who dream. You know what? Most dreams, when you say, I dream of this, I dream of that, you'd like to say that I dreamed about, oh, this could possibly be. This could happen. This is going to be good for me. And it says that our mouths were filled with laughter. Our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations. It was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for them. And the Lord has done great things for us. And we are filled with joy. Amen. Amen. So when we give God thanks, it's like we can dream of what could possibly be. We can dream of the good things. And it's like receiving those things, and it will make you laugh. You know, have you ever had something that happened to you and you just start laughing? It's really ridiculous that it happened. It's really ridiculous that you're in this situation, but you just laugh. You know, that's because That's because you have a regenerated and a rejuvenated heart. And you realize that, wow, look at this. But it ain't too big for my God. It's not too big for him. Our mouths were filled with laughter and joy and singing. Amen. Amen. And I'm believe this, y'all. I'm almost done. I'm almost done. A thankful heart is also a testimony. It's also a testimony. When we thank God openly for the whole world to see, now it's not a mandate that you do it for the whole world to see, because the Bible says some people stand out on the street corner and just to say, oh, look at me, I'm righteous, I'm holy, you know. But when you truly from your heart do it for the whole world to see, we are expressing to them that we serve and worship a loving and caring God. Well, I'm talking about in the workplace when your coworkers see, you mean you got to do that? Or you lucky. Oh, no, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. When you open up for the whole world to see and to let folks know that God did this, don't get it twisted. I had nothing to do with this. God did it. That's like telling the whole world to see that, look, God did this for me. Look, I didn't do this on my own. I didn't get this on my own. Amen. And it shows them that the joy and the peace and the contentment that comes from that I have comes from God, and it didn't come from me. It came from my God. It didn't come from me. And material things that we get, you know what? They'll make you happy for a moment. You know, there have been situations where I went to my closet and I saw, you know, just looking through my closet, and I saw a jacket or a shirt or something. I said, oh, man, I remember when I got it. Oh, I was like, oh, this is nice. I like this. This is really cool. Maybe wore it one time, hung it up, forgot all about it. Forgot I even had it. But when you look back, it's a lot of material things. The joy of it will last for a moment. It'll last for a little while. Oh, yeah, look what I got. But soon, it'll just fade away. But when Jesus gives you joy, when he gives you peace, when God gives you something that's not material, hey, it will last. It will last. When he gives you joy, the true joy will last. Amen. Is anybody getting anything out of it? Is it all right? Amen. Praise God. Give God the glory for that. Amen. Psalms 105:1 says, give praise to God, proclaiming his name, and make known to the nation the things that he's done. So don't allow things that God bless you with to go unknown. Let everybody know. Not that you're bragging, but, you know, I thank God that he did this for me. Otherwise, it would not have happened. God did that. He did that. And lastly, a thankful heart brings about peace, a peace that goes beyond understanding, goes beyond supernatural peace or anything that a natural man can even fathom. If they were to count their blessings and see what God has done for them, they could receive the joy that you and I know of, because we know who it came from. And my last scripture that I have, and this is one of my favorite scriptures, it says, do not be anxious for anything, for nothing, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God, and the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard and keep your mind through Christ Jesus. In every situation, give God thanks by prayer and petition. One translation says prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Amen. Let your request be known to God. Lord, this is not what I envisioned for me, but I give you thanks. Lord, this is not what I hope for, but I give you thanks. Lord, I know I should be farther along than where I am, but for some reason, I am still right here. But I thank you that you are in my situation and that I know that you have a plan for me. You have a plan for me. It may not look like what I wanted it to look like, but I know that you have the final say in all things. And I know everything that you have for me is for me. When I see other people progressing, when I see other people going forward and getting other things that I desire, Lord, I give you thanks. Because that's for them. What you have, I know, is great for me. And where I am might be the best situation for me at this time than what I see. You know, you ever heard that old saying, your eyes are bigger than your stomach? A lot of times we want a lot of things that we really can't handle right now. And God knows better than we know that you can't handle that right now. But trust me, when you trust God, whatever it is that God has for you won't be lacking anything. It will lack nothing because he is God. He sees you. He loves you. He created you. He made you. And he knows what's best for you. Does anybody believe that? If you believe that, come on, give God a great big hand of praise. Come on, let's stand on our feet. Amen.